another season of Ulysses boys basketball coming to the season. I know wasn't as good a season last year. I'm sure you have some of these same kids back. Hopefully you had a great summer with workouts, things like that, and kids are ready to rebound in a big way, aren't they?
Yeah, they're ready to rebound. I mean, we have a good number of seniors out. I'm looking right now, we got about 9. You know, we put in some good work this summer. We're getting better. I know year one, first year as a coach here, we won 1 game. Year two, we got 5 and then went down into this. And our goal in our program is to always make the playoffs. And, I mean, strive for that. We've been fortunate to make the playoffs each year that I've been here. The boys do a good job of really focusing in as the season draws to the end. And we're just trying to build off of what we did and the success, which was somewhat minimal when you look at our record, but we're doing what we need to do to become a better program.
Had to start off with, I'm sure, a great program in Liberal. Usually the Redskins always have a great season, a great team, and I take it another great team again this year.
Yeah, you know, you looked at Liberal, excellent success in football. They're doing good things there. They had some good energy and confidence coming in from their great football season, or better football season. I know it ended the way they didn't want to, and it was tough, but, you know, they have great athletes, Martinez kid, the Kaffelman boy, and then they just had some nice other fill-ins there along with them, and you could tell they had some energy coming into that game. And, you know, hats off to their coach, which came from Ness City. He's won a state title there at Ness City and come into Liberal, and he's got them playing really well, tough, aggressive, and clean early on. And hats off to them. But, yeah, Liberal's a good team. But we also did some good things, too. You know, we didn't execute on the offensive end as well during that game, but our shooting percentage for the game was better, which we've been working on for the past couple years here. Our three-point shooting was better. We just need to shoot a little bit more and handle some of the pressure, and I think, and limit turnovers. So our big goal going into that game was to limit turnovers. I think everybody in the state, game one is, let's take care of the ball. We didn't do that, so that's something we're really emphasizing moving forward. And I think as we just keep getting better, we can't do things that beat ourselves. And I think if we limit the turnovers, we can put ourselves in those ball games, even against good teams.
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who are some of the guys you're really relying on this year, scoring, rebounding, leadership? Who are some of the guys got to lead this team this year?
You know, Denzel Mendez is our senior. He's doing really good. He runs the point for us. We put on leadership on them. But then also, you know, we have Carson Walker hanging in there. Had some good shots, scored some points for us Friday night. Alex Neveretti, senior. Armani Yisak. We have a new senior out, Evan Morales, that came off the bench for us, scored the ball, plays tough defense. We look at Hayden Graber, that's been solid through the program since I've been here, and he's kind of stepping in that role to where, you know, he's going to have to produce a little bit more. He's ready. You know, we just have a nice group, and then we've got some shooters. Christian Perez coming off the bench. We can get him in the game more. He's got a nice shot. Jay Arellano. And, you know, we also have a sophomore, Julian Mraz. I think Julian Mraz, as he matures as a ball player, is going to do great things for us. We have Aiden Alvarado. And both those guys are two-sport guys coming off football, so they're ready to go. And Coach Albert does a good job of having those football guys ready to go for us as they hit into basketball. So we have a nice group, and we just need to just kind of start coming together and limit turnovers. And we have a nice group of kids, and they work really, really hard.
We have a chance playing the big floor here at the Fieldhouse once again in Goodland. Going to be a great first-round matchup. I think this is going to be a fun one to watch.
It is, and you know, we've been, you know, watching McCook and kind of seeing what they do. They will be their third game, I believe. We're going in; they'll be our second game. They've got some size on them, but you know, we're used to seeing size. We're used to seeing, you know, Scott City. We're used to seeing, you know, teams with big posts. So we know how to maneuver that. Yeah, we're going to give up a bucket here and there, but we have to really focus in on just, you know, doing our job and execution. I mean, we go into the mindset of, let's not worry about, you know, what the other team's going to do. We can scout them, and we can go personnel with them. But really, ultimately, It's about what we're going to do. And so as we focus in on that McCook game, it's going to be a good challenge for us. They were really good last year. They look really good this year. Just focus in on what we need to do and execute.
And going forward, even after this tournament's over, some tough games before the Christmas break, and even coming back early January, Holcomb, Cimarron, Colby, some tough games after Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, you know, tough. And you know, Holcomb's really motivated. They feel like, you know, they let one slip on us at home, and we just had a game there, and we played the whole game. We executed, and we got the win. And Holcomb is going to be ready to see us. So we in the GWAC league, there's really no night off. And you look at Holcomb, you look at Colby, you look at Goodland this year. My goodness, you know, we've seen them this summer, and they've just got a stretch of athletes. So it's down the stretch. You know, Colby's, you know, missing the Puckett boy and missing Hunter Vaughn, so they're going to need to replace some scoring. But you know, they've got a good coach with them. They're going to always be fundamentally sound, and they're going to execute. So I mean, night in, night out, you don't, when you play in the GWAC, you do not get a night off. So you got to be ready to go.